Today I have with me Callum Gray, volcanologist and recently the presenter of Channel 2's excellent series Living with Volcanoes. Callum, the media and the public reaction to the series has been extremely positive, hasn't it?
So far, yes. It's all good. But to be honest, the subject matter makes it easy. What person hasn't drawn a volcano when they were little? And the presenting part was fun. I mean, I'm always happy to go on about my work. When people find out what you do, their response is always positive. They're always curious to learn more. Most people are fairly ignorant about geology, but when it comes to volcanoes, they don't hold back with the questions. It's not one of those jobs you mention and people instantly stop listening. They assume your job is risky, that you must be some kind of heroic figure, which is definitely not always the case. There's an awful lot of sitting in your chair, analysing endless streams of data, that kind of thing.
So if it wasn't the danger, what drew you to becoming a volcanologist in the first place?
I think my father was a geologist, and you might think it was in the blood, but Dad's preoccupation was with fossils, mainly. We were expected to go along on the expeditions, and I wasn't entirely disinterested, but I was more eager to see if there was anyone around to play with. I suppose I did take after Dad in that I took a geology degree. In fact, it was on a field trip that I saw my first eruption way down a crater. I was simultaneously quite terrified and quite amazed by the power of it all. I knew at that moment I would have to switch fields, that volcanoes would be a lifelong fascination. It's a real shame that my father didn't live to see the series.
There was one episode in the series when you were in Hawaii, in a helicopter flying over a huge volcanic crater. I heard you say something to the pilot about it going better than last time.
Ah, in the episode you saw, the volcano was quiet. But Jack, he was the pilot, and I, we'd been there a few years earlier. And at that time, when we were flying over the crater, I suspected it might be the end. There was an eruption in progress, and I wanted to check the lava flows one more time, but it was just before dusk already. All my fault, I'm afraid. I should have known better. We were over the crater when the clouds suddenly came in and we were just flying blind. We could easily have flown into the side of the hill or into the fountain. Neither of us spoke while he was trying to get us out, but I had this awful sense of responsibility for putting Jack into that position. We finally got back to camp, and it was only then that I felt rather shaky and incredibly relieved, of course.
I suppose it's the kind of job where mistakes can be fatal. It must be rather difficult to get things right all the time.
Well, we don't. That's the thing with volcanoes. You're always learning. But we do have an enormous responsibility to get things as near to right as possible. For example, we have to evaluate the damage a lava flow could potentially cause, which direction it's taking. You don't want to evacuate a town unless it's really necessary. I'd like to think that's something I have the experience and confidence to manage now. That, and being able to talk to the local communities whose houses and property might be destroyed. I can't say I've got used to the reporters, though. It can take a great effort on my part to remain patient with them when a volcano's going off, and I'd rather be monitoring the equipment. The other thing you gain with experience is knowing that you have to remain alert to the many hazards that an active volcano poses. It's not just an eruption that can get you. You need to be careful where you step. The ground can be extremely hot.
For those listeners that don't know, Callum also manages to fit in a couple of terms of lecturing a year. Callum, do you think the TV series will mean there'll be an upturn in the number of students taking volcanology?
I don't know about that. I think any student seriously considering volcanology as a career will probably have done their research and will be aware of the competitive nature of the job, that there's not enough volcanoes to go around. Even if you get work, it could be months after an eruption occurred. I suppose the TV series may give some viewers the impression that we're always outdoors, but in fact, a great deal of work is done at a computer, analysing data, And we're often off at conferences too. Actually, that's something that students don't anticipate, that they'll need to be able to produce papers concerning their research findings, and that, therefore, a good command of written English is vital.
I see. Well, Callum, we're almost out of time, but I hear that you're about to set off for Iceland. Will you miss the TV work while you're back working in the field?
Working on the programme has been a great learning curve, and the series gave me the freedom to travel to some incredible countries I hadn't yet been to. But no, I'll be happy to be back doing what I do best, peering into craters, taking rock samples, all that. The thing about volcanoes is that, despite all the research and the knowledge we've gained, you still never really know what's coming next. I like the element of surprise in my work, more so than having to work to a schedule, which is what making a TV series seems to be all about.